Tomorrow afternoon at 3, concert artist, composer, and arranger and pianist Emily Baer will be performing with her jazz trio at UNI's Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center. Good afternoon, and we're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the University of Northern Iowa campus. And this is part of Iowa Public Radio's Classical Music in the Afternoon. And we're very fortunate to have Miss Emily Baer with us in our studios today. And thanks to Kurt for giving us a little time and Phil Moss for engineering. And we hope with any luck, and I think we're going to get lucky today, that Emily will play a few things for us this afternoon. Emily, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to Iowa Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. Now, you started playing the piano when you were 2, and you also wrote your first composition when you were 3, and you started your formal piano lessons when you were 5. And so how old were you when you won that first ASCAP Young Composers Award?
I was 6 years old, and it was really fun. It was exciting.
And just recently, ASCAP celebrated their 100th anniversary, and you were part of the action. Tell us about that.
Well, that experience was incredible, just being in the presence of all those amazing musicians that have changed the lives of so many people. And it was amazing. Let alone just being there, but playing in front of them, that was awesome.
And I think you might have been the headliner, is that true?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, you also won an ASCAP Young Composers Award this year as well, and that's coming up.
Yeah, we just found out a couple weeks ago that my orchestral composition that I debuted with the Santa Fe Concert Association in Santa Fe this Christmas, actually, won an award.
So tell us about some of the famous venues that you've performed in.
Well, it's been kind of surreal, but one of my favorites is probably Carnegie Hall and the Hollywood Bowl. And, one other really fun thing that I played at was a thing in Zurich where Olympic medalist figure skaters are skating to live musicians. And then they asked some musicians to play for these skaters, and I was asked, and that was really fun. Oh, also another really fun one was the Blue Note in New York and in Tokyo.
That's really amazing. And now you can add the Gallagher Blue Dorn to that list. Now, because you have written some songbooks, I believe you've written 5 books of original music?
Yeah, and the CDs.
You have a fan that's going to be coming to Iowa. Tell us about this unique fan that's coming just to hear you perform.
Well, we got an email quite a few months ago from a father from Switzerland who was surprising his daughter with a muscle cancer.
Cerebral palsy, I think.
Yes, yes. Sorry.
That's okay.
Who was surprising his daughter, who was inspired by my playing to start playing piano, even with her illness. And that was so touching to me. And so he, for her 18th birthday, she surprised her and was going to fly her out to Iowa to come to this concert.
And you're making plans to meet her, too. So that's really cool.
Yes, I'm very excited to meet her.
Now, you like to play for different organizations and, in fact, have done several things for charity.
Yeah, including all of my CDs, a portion of the proceeds go to different charities, including Susan G. Komen and the Children's Hospital for L.A. and Chicago and Ronald McDonald House and just stuff like that.
Well, that's really wonderful, and thank you so much for doing that. Now, your last disc, Diversity, was produced by a world-famous composer and producer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Quincy Jones is one of the most incredible people I've ever met in my entire life. And it's kind of hard to explain, but when you're with him, like, not only does the age fall away, but like all of his fame. He's just so down to earth, and he's worked with everyone, and he worked everyone, everywhere, with everything, and it's just incredible.
Well, it's terrific that he has discovered you and taken you under his wing. Well, tell us about, you're going to play a few things for us, which we're very excited about. So tell us a little bit about this first piece that you're going to play.
Well, this fall, I played Rhapsody in Blue for the first time with three different orchestras. And that has been one of my earliest dreams because I play not only classical, but I play jazz and I write music. And what I loved about Rhapsody in Blue was that how Gershwin, he kind of combined the two of them to create Rhapsody in Blue. And my hands have always been way too small to play it because of the big reaches until now. So here is a little snippet of Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus, and we're very fortunate to have the extraordinary pianist, 13-year-old Emily Baer, in Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 with us right now. And Emily is going to be performing tomorrow afternoon at 3 with her trio at UNI's Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center in Cedar Falls. And Emily, do you have any knuckles left from all those glissandos?
Just a few.
I wondered if you had to, prepare your knuckles before you played this piece or something like that. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself. You were only 7 years old when you performed the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 23. You went on to do the Schumann Piano Concerto, and you just played a section of this famous Rhapsody in Blue. Now, you also like to compose, and you just mentioned Carnegie Hall and what an incredible experience that was. And you had one of your works performed at Carnegie Hall. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I wrote a piece called Peace, P-E-A-C-E. And it was performed with a full orchestra and a huge choir at Carnegie Hall. So that was pretty incredible.
And what inspired you to write this work?
Well, I think what was going on in the world right then was also one of the contributors, because it was called Peace, We Are the Future, and explaining how, the next generation of people can help change the world for the better.
And you recently just had a symphonic piece premiered not long ago, Les Voyages?
Yes, so the piece that won the award from ASCAP that I was talking about a little earlier is called Les Voyages.
And where was that premiered?
It was premiered with the Santa Fe Concert Association. Oh, it's a tongue twister. In Santa Fe this Christmas.
So now you are going to be performing tomorrow afternoon, and you're bringing your trio with us. So who are those trio members that will be joining you?
Well, they are incredible musicians and just really nice guys. And the bass player, his name is Peter Slavov, and he works with great jazz musicians like Joe Lovano, and I met him actually through Quincy. And The drum player is, his name is Mark McLean, and he is amazing too.
And then what are you going to be playing for audience members tomorrow, or can you tell us?
Oh, it'll be a little bit of everything. You'll have some jazz standards in there. You'll have some of my own works. You'll have a little bit of classical. You'll have a lot of things, and a few things that involve the audience, so it'll be fun.
So in other words, I should buy my tickets at the back of the hall. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, I've got that down. All right, so you have, in addition to being at Iowa Public Radio, you are a star of television. Tell us about some of the shows you've appeared on.
Well, the first show that kind of got my career starting was Ellen Show. And I've been on her show 6 times, and she's just hilarious and a nice person to be around. And I was also recently on the Queen Latifah show with Quincy, and that was really fun. And, I mean, there's a bunch of other things, but those are probably my favorite.
Well, we're really honored that you came to Iowa Public Radio today, so thank you so much
for
doing
it. Thank you so much.
Well, now, you have this thing where you can just do compositions at the spur of the moment, and you are going to play a jazz standard for us next. So tell us a little bit about this work.
So this is one of the great songs from one of my favorite movies, and I think you will recognize it.
Thank you very much. Whoops. That was delightful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus, and we're so fortunate to have Emily Baer here with us this afternoon. Now, Emily, in 2011, you made your debut at the Hollywood Bowl, and you performed a medley of your own works. Who were some of the folks that joined you there and performed some of your music?
Well, I was there with Quincy and some of the greats like Patty Austin and James Ingram and Syeda Garrett, who wrote Man in the Mirror, were there. And, it was really fun.
And so Quincy also took you to the Montreux Jazz Festival twice in 2011 and 2013.
Yeah, I love the Montreux Jazz Festival. The energy there is just, you're never going to find it anywhere else. And the food's really good, too.
And I hear you're heading to Stuttgart this summer to be in a jazz festival?
Yes, I am going to Stuttgart in July, I think. Yeah. And I am playing 3 concerts there, and it's for the Stuttgart Jazz Festival. And I'm opening for Dave Sanborn in one. I'm headlining in one more, and I'm also opening for Zazz, which is an incredible French jazz group.
That is amazing. It makes me want to go to Montreux. And makes me want to go to Germany, excuse me. Well, let's find out a little bit more about one of your other likes. You like to film scores, and in fact, you are actually taking classes in film scoring. Tell us a bit about all that.
Yeah, film scoring is one of my passions, and I love how you can convey like the emotion that's on the screen into the music. And I also love doing commercials.
And you recently just did a commercial.
Yeah, spread of 6 national commercials for Weight Watchers.
Wow. Well, you don't have to worry about Weight Watchers. So, but it's great that you did music for them. Now, you live in Illinois, not too far away, with your family, your mom and your dad, and your brother Benji and your sister Lauren, who are also musicians. Mm-hmm. So do you ever jam?
Yeah. So my sister and my brother, we all play piano. But my sister plays harp, and she also figure skates competitively. And she also sings sometimes. My brother, he plays piano again and guitar, acoustic and electric, and he played saxophone in his jazz band.
And you have a pooch named Winston?
Yes. I have a dog named Winston, and he's a 13-pound fluffy thing. And he is amazing. I mean, like, I've never had a dog that good before. He's great.
And you also really want a cat, I've heard.
Yes. If anyone has, like, some kittens they would like to give to me, I will take one. I will take one in exchange for piano lessons.
All right. Well, that sounds like a great deal. You may get some more.
Or a concert.
You may be going
either
home.
Either one. Or both.
You may be going home with a huge batch of kittens in in the van or whatever. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do for fun when you're not performing.
I love water sports, so one of my favorite things to do is wakeboard and jet ski. And I love paddleboarding, too. And I like to bake. I actually just made 30 loaves of banana bread one day, which was a lot of work, but it was good. And I love animals, so I love volunteering at animal shelters and stuff.
Well, you know, Emily, during fun drives, it's traditional for guests to bring baked goods to the staff. So we'll expect that the next time you show up.
I should have brought some banana bread.
That would have been nice. That would have been very nice. Well, Iowa Public Radio's Executive Director, Myrna Johnson, is joining us today in Studio One, and she'd like to say a few words.
Thank you so much for coming as a part of our fun drive and for playing such amazing music for our listeners today.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to just give you a token of thanks and make you an honorary member of Team IPR.
Thank you so much. So cute.
It's a t-shirt that says, Iowa Public Radio made you think. It's a fun drive premium as well.
Thank you so much.
We hope you come back again, and we loved having you here. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. The welcome mat is out, Emily. Anytime you want to come back to Iowa Public Radio, you are more than welcome. Well, this next work that you are going to play for us is part of your diversity disc, but you were also inspired by your grandmother to write this.
Yes,
so tell us about that.
My grandmother, she is from Morocco, and she grew up eating very spicy foods. So she always has to carry with her a bunch of hot peppers that are usually wrapped in tin foil. And she eats them everywhere and anywhere. Like, it can be like when we're shopping, she just takes them out while we're trying on some shoes and she starts chomping on them. It could also either be like when we're eating dinner at a restaurant and she takes them out, starts eating them. It can be anywhere and anywhere. It's very unexpected. But I wrote this song for her called Hot Peppers.
Thank you.
Hot Peppers. Emily Bear performing one of her own compositions today right here in Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Thank you so much. I love that piece. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, and Emily is in Iowa for a performance with her trio tomorrow at 3 p.m. at UNI's Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center in Cedar Falls as part of their artist series. Now, Quincy Jones says it all. This is what he says about Emily. I am at once astounded and inspired by the enormous talent that Emily embodies. She is the complete 360-degree package, and there are no limits to the musical heights that she can reach. I think everyone probably agrees with that, Emily. This is wonderful to have you here today. And I hear that you can kind of make up songs on the fly.
Yeah.
Well, we've had a request for a theme song for Iowa Public Radio. So let's hear a theme song for IPR.
Okay.
That was brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that should inspire the phone lines all to light up and everyone to go to their computers and to make a pledge of support. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio One, and it's been so awesome today to have pianist, composer, arranger, and the all-around wonderful person, Emily Bear, here with us today. And Emily is in Iowa for a performance with her trio tomorrow afternoon at the Gallagher Blue Dorn. And she gave a phone interview with us earlier for the Iowa Art Showcase, too, this month. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks to Emily. If you want to find out more about Emily, you can go to her website at emilybear.com. You can also see a video on Emily's life and career by Googling Emily Bear, a girl with a gift. And to find out some more details about tomorrow's performance and get tickets to go to her concert, you can go to gbpac.com. And the curtain talk tomorrow afternoon starts at 2:15. This has been such an amazing afternoon. We're going to have more music ahead with Kurt Snook and Barney Sherman. And also, we want to thank the Gallagher Blue Dorn's Blake Argan Singer, and as well as Phil Moss, Myrna Johnson, Nick Carlo, Tony Daner, Kurt Snook, Karen Imblen, and Al Shares. Thanks to all of them. And it's just been such a great honor to have Emily here.
Thank you
with
so
us.
Much. It's been great.
And everyone in Iowa wishes you the best. And we meant it when the welcome mat is out. You can come back anytime you want. Well, we'll hand it back.
I'm planning on it.
Okay, good. I love to hear that. Well, we'll hand it back to Kurt now for some more great music on Iowa Public Radio. And again, thank you, Emily. It's been just a joy to have you here.
Me too. Thank you.